Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:32 on a Thursday morning from Cambridge 105 Radio, and the Mayor of Cambridge is going to be launching an awards programme that will recognise the contribution made by volunteers, community groups and businesses during the coronavirus crisis. I'm pleased to say that the Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Russ McPherson, joins us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Julian. How are you?
Very well.
Good morning, Russ.
Thank you very much.
Morning, Lucy.
Let's start. What's the awards programme itself? How is this going to work?
Well, the original idea, I thought, straight away, was when the first lockdown occurred, so many people, it was apparent very quickly that so many people, key people in the community, were gathering together faster than we could ever have imagined. And not just key people, but also neighbours and young people were all of a sudden mobilising themselves to help those who needed it and who couldn't or were not in a position to all of a sudden help themselves. It was a very scary time for lots and lots of people. So I thought we should be able to recognise those people. And so it was just an idea I had one day, and I spoke to the relevant council officers. They loved it. They did all the work, to be fair. and Lucy would know that. Penny and Jackie and Bridget at the City Council have actually run with my idea and made this happen. So it's really their thanks are down to them, really.
We have seen so many great projects springing up around the city. You'll remember, of course, from the recent Queen's birthday on a Sam Davis over in Queen Edith's, getting, I think it was MBE, I think she received or will be receiving for her work there. I've seen in my part of Cambridge, which is Petersfield District, a WhatsApp group has sprung up, and it went back into life in the last couple of weeks, and you know, checking that people are okay, making sure that the shopping's done. And I guess you're over in Cherry Hinton, aren't you? So presumably there's similar things happening there.
Yeah, that's right. There are. And it's not just those people. I mean, I've known Sam for many years, and she's always been very, very active in her community. And I was so pleased to see that well-deserved award for her. But yeah, you're right. But there are an awful lot, I think, of the unsung hero, as we say. And that's why I've got four groups, not just one award. I decided that I think it was right to split those awards up because I'm particularly interested in even businesses, and I know of businesses around the city who have devoted enormous resources and time and effort at their own expense. Even though their staff may well be furloughed, they haven't just left their buildings empty. They've allowed organisations and communities to use those buildings in order to raise food hubs. There's many businesses who have been donating and are still donating lots of food and provisions to those food hubs. So businesses are important. Without those premises, I know one in particular, we could not have run all the food hubs we did on the first lockdown without them. And the young person's volunteer I'm interested in, anybody below 18, it wouldn't really matter if they're looking after or have been watching over just one person. It doesn't have to be a whole street, even if it's just one person who's that they've made a difference to their lives through this very difficult time. There are lots of people, and they don't have to be elderly, just lots of people who may be disabled, were shielding for a long time, can't get out, would not otherwise have had any contact. And a young person could be a neighbour, could be anybody who's just come along and looked after that person and made sure that they're okay and given them a lifeline and given them a reason sometimes even to get up in the morning. That's what I'm really interested in.
And so how do people go about nominating a person? Or so you've got the four nomination categories, don't you? It's an individual volunteer, a community group and organisation, business, and young person volunteer 18 and below. So if there's someone out there who thinks, oh, I know someone who deserves a nomination, what do they do?
Go on the City Council website, there's a direct link on that, and there's an application form, which, again, Jackie and Bridget have put together, which is very, very simple. And I said to them, whatever you do, don't make it complicated. Yeah. Because people will get fed up with that and they'll look at it and say, really? 22 page? What is that all about? So it's not like that. It's a very simple form. In fact, so simple, I even did it myself. I know, Lucy, that's incredible.
Oh,
I know.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
I know, that's not bad, is it? So it's very, very easy. It's very quick. It doesn't take any more than 5 minutes to do. So onto the city website, pick up the direct link. That will take you to the application form. And it's very quick, very simple. And you can your nomination will then be just press submit and that's it. You haven't got to post it. You haven't got to do anything. That's
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
It'll be received.
Is there a deadline that we need to work to?
Well, this is an interesting thing. We spoke a lot about that. And what I want to do, I want this to carry on at least until March, and it may go on for longer. And we're going to review the nominations every 6 weeks. And so if you miss the first round or something else happens, you can re-nominate, you can nominate again.
Right.
You've got a chance. So this is not just a one-off hit. This is something that's going to be rolling.
Right.
So if something happens, if somebody gets nominated now or whatever, and then you find that in several weeks' time or 3 or 4 weeks' time, something else comes to attention, then there's another chance to nominate. So we're going to have six-week cycles.
Brilliant.
And then ultimately what I wanted to do, sorry to interrupt, Lucy, ultimately what I wanted to do was make this something of use that other mayors can use. This time it's obviously focused on COVID-19 for obvious reasons, which we don't need to speak about here. But my idea was that perhaps the mayors that come after me are going to be able to pick up this volunteer award and they can pick and choose their own reasons for giving the volunteers, if you see what I mean.
Fantastic.
Keep this award running. So I want it to be something that's going to be lasting and not just fade into oblivion after March, if you see what I mean. So rolling basis.
Brilliant. So when, I mean, is it the sort of award that, you know, you're going to shortlist and then there'll be some kind of, I don't know,
a ceremony or a badge or something
virtual,
to wear?
Will it be an award, a badge? Yeah. Is it that sort of thing that you're gearing towards?
Yes, we're working on the certificate now, and so that we get that right, so that it looks right, it looks good, and it's something that people are proud to display. What I would like to do, and of course we're in difficult times at the moment, but if we'd have been better times, what I'd like to have done is got these volunteer winners and got them to the Guild Hall and had some sort of reception for them. And who knows, that may well happen yet. And if we don't know how this is going to pan out. And even if it drifts on, if the COVID-19 restrictions drift on longer than we all hope, then perhaps we'll be able to pick that actual physical meeting and reception up in the Guild Hall at another time later in the year. But those people won't be forgotten. So yes, they'll get a certificate. Yes, we're hoping there's going to be a badge as well. Yes, we're going to be running it past your good selves and the media in general, who those winners are and why. So we're hoping to have a nice press release for those winners as well as their certificate and so forth. And yes, we're also hoping that sometime we're going to be able to arrange some type of reception for those people once restrictions allow us.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great project, actually. In 6 weeks' time or thereabouts, you must come back and tell us who's been successful in the first batch of nominations. Ross, before we let you go, we've got to ask you the question. I mean, just how different is being mayor at the moment to the last? You've been mayor before, a few years back. Now you're mayor in the middle of something that none of us ever expected to live through. What's it been like for you?
Well, it's been very different. But the world is different for everybody. I think the saddest thing is to see all those great events that people want to organize, like we're coming up to Christmas, and generally the mayor would be all around the city switching on Christmas lights and joining in the celebrations and turning up and just generally making the event something extra special. And unfortunately, an awful lot of those events aren't going to be happening. But on the plus side, the resilience that the people of Cambridge have shown is absolutely amazing. How all these events being moved online, and I know obviously we all know that isn't the same. Everybody knows that, you know, we don't have to explore that. I feel exactly the same as everybody else. You know, I want to be there. If you didn't want to be there and meet the people and get out there and do the best you can for the city, why would you be mayor?
Right.
So yeah, it is very difficult from a personal perspective that I can't get out there. I also feel that I can't give my charities, Magpass and Serve, who are the blood bikes, I can't raise the funds that I'd love to raise for them. I can't spend the time with them that I really want to. I also have three cadets, one from the St John Ambulance, one from 104 Squadron ATC, and one from the Sea Cadets. And they're great young people, and they're so, so resilient, and they've been very, very supportive and understanding. But I've not been able to take them with me to all the events they would have been there. So those young people have also missed out on what would have been a really good year, and I feel very badly about that. But yeah, it's very hard to know what to do about it. But I do think the people of Cambridge have really rallied, and the stuff that's come online and the things that people have done are absolutely amazing, which is why I wanted these awards.
Yeah, and let's hope that we'll be able to acknowledge many of the people who have done some extraordinary things, really, for their local community over the past few weeks and months. So details about all of that on the website. I'm sure we'll mention it again from time to time here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Russ McPherson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, Lucy, Julian, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to actually speak about the awards, and I hope we'll speak again very soon.
Anytime, sure, absolutely. Thank you, Russ. Thanks, Russ.
Thank you. Bye.
8:44.